to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and this is exclusive property of Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to thank all the founding fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers who fired this up and kept it going. It's a great time to be alive, as Uncle Ronnie used to say. And I can say some things that Uncle Ted Nugent would say, but some things I can't, because it's a family show. So this is July 24th. It's the year 2021, and it's definitely the year of our Lord, and I'm trying to cover the waterfront and beyond, and it's really amazing when you read Revelation chapter 18 out loud and pay close attention to the very few instances of all capital letters, words, and especially phrases in the Bible, because there are very, very few. And I pay close attention to changes in typeset and spacing. Sometimes these just kind of come at you like a freight train. And one of those is the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, right after Deuteronomy. In verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's really interesting. It's probably possibly double or triple spaced between each word. And I'm going to pop over to Revelation, and I'm going to quote these exactly because they deserve it. And once again, study up Revelation 18 and get yourself a good King James red letter Bible, and maybe do a red letter Bible study, just starting there in Book of Matthew, and enjoy. Be blessed. Because these are gnarly times to go through, and I wouldn't want to be going against the will of the Creator, or wouldn't want to be out there on the sea all alone. So here we go. Actually, it's Revelation 17. And I'll give a little context here. I'll back up to verse 5. And this is the description of, I'll go back to verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written. This is in all capital letters, all caps. This whole, all these words in this particular phrase. Mystery, comma, Babylon the Great, comma, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Whereas in the New Testament and all of the Gospels, in all capital letters, there's a title that goes with Jesus. That title is King of the Jews. And the man who titled it had the opportunity to change it, but said, I have written what I have written. Not that he said he was the King of the Jews. What I've written, I've written. And he didn't change it. He had the opportunity. And the all capitals in Revelation 19, verse 16. And to give the context, I'll read the whole verse and then give the all caps. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so have fun with the all caps in your Bible studies. And I'll pick up with that on another episode. So on the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'm going to rename this. It's called the Great Refreshment, the Great Refreshing, the Great Restoration. Because in God's Word, he said that he will restore all of the years that the locust has eaten. Because if you lost your crop, maybe it was your Sabbath year crop that was to supply you for that year, the year of rest, where you let the land refresh itself. And let's stick with it and pay close attention to that, being keeping that in the forefront of your mind. So here we are with a poll worker training operations course. I've got the training agenda, and I'm going to reread this at the beginning of each show until I've covered the entire manual. Yours named here. Need to get your hands on this. If you're a high schooler, you're in college already, who knows, maybe you're even, well, anyway, youngsters, oldsters, this is time to get together. Your mom or dad can get you in on this entire, it's really important. As soon as you're approaching the age to be able to vote, get in there, get your hands in the dirt, so to speak, and this is how you can start plucking up the weeds. So I'm going to cover the objectives. I'm going to cover every word, practically, in this training manual and agenda. And this is the most beautiful thing because it's public. You get to see what the grand jury is up to, and the grand jury and you members of the public get to see what your officers are up to. Because here's the beauty of the poll worker training and the operations course and the county elections. Everybody in there is under oath. You swore an oath to the eternal righteous creator, who is going to also be your judge. You have oath. You have witness, you have witnesses, you have lots of autographs from those witnesses, observations, and documentation. Then you have the autograph and the seal, not but various types of seals, wire seal, tape seal, and your autograph and seal. So after this course, you will successfully complete, see, there's a great goal, not just an objective. Module 1 and 2, that's how to set up the polling place. That timing for that lesson is 60 minutes. You get a 15-minute break since you covered two modules before you go into part 2, which is module 3. Super important. How to process and assist different types of voters. Part 3 covers Module 4. That's the polling place etiquette, and I'm going to cover that in detail today. That's super important, too. Those are Modules 3 and 4, and the timing for studying that is 75 minutes. They just kind of lumped it together there. The fourth part will be Module 5, Special Situations Troubleshooting and Who to Call, and when to call, and where to call, and why, and how to do those steps in detail. Part 5, Module 6, Closing the Polls and Packing It Up. Module 5 and 6 takes about 45 minutes. The training material includes a nice little flip book. Not like the ones that you made in junior high school where you drew a bunch of different pictures and you flipped through it, but a flip book that's got a front and a back and it's probably ring-bound. And it's got illustrations, color pictures, not cartoons, well, cartoons, whatever. Poll worker training manual and supplies for processing the voters. The review questions for each of the 6 modules is in this training manual, the 15-minute breaks, because this is the agenda. Before processing the different types of voters, because you're going to need a break before you get into that module. Each of the quizzes are 15 minutes of timing, a review quiz with 15 minutes of timing, and a training evaluation form. I think you should give about 8 minutes. And I'm going to cover additional things that you're not going to get anywhere else, such as records to request. Because when you receive your voter information guide, you're going to get a candidate statement and hopefully their telephone number so that you can be in touch with, you know, your state senator, somebody that can actually do something. And if not, maybe you want to fill that position. So here I am in the, I'm going to pick up right here, Module 3, Processing of Voters. Now, I covered last time Figure 7.9, Module 3, page 18 of the Poll Worker Training Manual, and this was assisting voters. And remember, they, meaning the printers, printed Minnie Mouse. I have a whole list of assisted voters. Let's see. I wrote Bill Gates in my own hand. I can't believe it. So here we go. There's a ballot issuing quick reference table on page 19 in Module 3, and I happen to be one of these. And so fear not. Fearful in the unbelieving. Don't be fearful. You'll never get anywhere with that. If you don't want to vote by mail, don't vote by mail. Go to the polling place on election day and get a replacement envelope and stick it in the box right there. So if you have a vote by mail ballot but no envelope because the cats ate it, or maybe somebody peed on it. You never know what's going to happen to that envelope. If you don't, I don't know. It just it vanished. So, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are 10 types of voters. The inactive, the name change, the different address, not in roster, new voter with ID, a new voter without ID. The vote by mail VBM has the ballot to surrender. The VBM cannot surrender the ballot. The voter by mail has a ballot but no envelope. Or the voter lives in a mail ballot precinct and wants to vote at a polling place. They get a provisional, that last one gets a provisional ballot. And everybody gets a separate tally number, except for the, you know, my situation here with the voter by mail ballot, but no envelope. That's the only one that doesn't need a tally number. All the others do. And get your hands on this, study it, discuss it, find the typos, and you'll get extra credit. So here we go. So I have a few of these underlined, and I, in red, I outlined the provisional ballot section, because that's really important. If someone shows up with a different address, they're not in the roster, they're a new voter without ID, shame, they cannot surrender a ballot, meaning the VBM, or the voter lives in a mail ballot precinct and wants to vote at a polling place, they vote provisionally. On the next page, which is 20 in Module 3, this is really important. And this is so cool because when John Stattmiller was saying, call me Captain Obvious, I actually wrote that in pencil near the top of this page recently. So here we go. This is where I'm picking up with new material on the Grand Jury Reawakening. And I'll probably be coming up into a break shortly, or we may be skipping it, which is cool. So, oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. All right, little Ethel Waters will do you right anytime, day or night. This is Dr. Kelly with Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'll see you on the other side of...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Still got a couple of silver dollars there, or maybe just one more, send it to RBN. And thank you for supporting this platform and these people and the work that we're doing. I'm not doing this to be seen of man, but these are things that man needs to know. And so I'm going to put on my Captain Obvious hat in training. I'm just obviously Captain in training. And here we go. I'm going to pick up with the checklist for the provisional ballot envelope. And what are the beauty of the first 9 items? And the last 5 are the I's, meaning the letter I. I'll explain. In large print, checklist for the provisional ballot envelope. It's so detailed. I'll call this the Royal de 14, or the Royal of 14. So the first 9 is a voter completed first name. So there you have possibly uttering a forged instrument. But let me go back. Voter completed first name, voter completed last name, voter completed current residence address. And I'm discussing the provisional ballot envelope. The voter completed the current mailing address only if different. And then I wrote in red letters from what? You know, the previous roll? Anyway, voter completed previous address only if they have moved. The voter completed date of birth. The voter completed political party only if it is a primary election. Voter completed driver license, and then here's a little typo, of, which should have been or, the last 4 of your social security number. How about all of those beautiful layers? And then the final layer on this cake, oh, I love cake, especially wedding cake, marzipan, pardon me, the voter signed the envelope. So there we go. The voter completed and signed all of this documentation, all of this verification. Then, this is where, when you're the inspector detector, and be the one that wrecked her. Okay, inspector marked the situation that applies. The inspector printed his or her last name. The inspector signed after the printed last name. That's your autograph. The inspector completed the CP number. And the inspector completed the party voted only if it is a primary election. So here come the judge, here come the inspectors, and then the Fed is the field elections deputy. And they get to rotate between various locations. And you know what's the creepy of the creepies? You've heard of the Donner dinner party. They ate their milk cows instead of milking them. And they ate each other instead of blaming it on wild animals, which they should have eaten the wild animals too. Those are tasty. The prettier they are, the better they taste. You know, antelope, elk, etc. Okay, so food helps you, you know, sear that into your memory, because the sense of smell is the highest order. It doesn't go through the thalamus switchboard. And that's why the creeps want to shove stuff. Three bulbs. I mean, these things are cool. They actually project off of the cortices or cortex.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I hear you whisper. You
have... Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. That was a beautiful tune from Lauren Daigle. And I hope you enjoy it. And do humble yourselves and pray. Yeah, apologies for there was some sort of interference there, and my call was interrupted. Okay, so somebody's got some repenting to do, and yeah, it's you and me too. So I'm going to pick up here with Module 3, page 21, and I'm just going to give you the list of exercises for practice and training. And here we go. Exercise 3 is how to process active voter and issue the correct ballot for the voter and give the voter the proper instructions for either the e-scan, like the Scantron that scans your ballot, or I named her because she's the e-slate is the not. It's not a slate at all. It's a S-L-U-T. Okay. Exercise 3.1 is how you process a voter that is inactive on the roster. Exercise 3.2, you will issue an access code for an active voter that wants to vote on the e-slut, and that printer ran out of paper. Exercise 3.3 is how you process a new voter with proper ID. Yeah, those, you people are welcome to the counties. Exercise 3.4, the voter will be at the e-slut and have the ballot on the e-slut, but the voter will use the help button and note the JBC display. That's the judge's booth controller display, and assist that voter. Then the next section are the vote-by-mail voters, which are rather exponentially increasing in this day and age. Exercise 3.5 is how to process a vote-by-mail voter that wants to vote at the polling place. Exercise 3.6 is how to process a vote-by-mail voter that has their ballot but does not want to vote at the polling place. Exercise 3.7, process a vote-by-mail voter. That, here's another typo, that is bring in into the polling place on their way to work. So that's why you're needed. You youngsters out there with your good eyes, put them to work. Adding a provisional voter, exercise 3.8, is how to process a vote-by-mail voter that has their envelope but no ballot. Oh, I'd be suspicious. Exercise 3.9, process a new voter that cannot show proper ID. And remember, this is in the provisional voter section. They don't get to vote like everybody else. Page 22 of Module 3, Exercise 3.10, process a voter that has a different address than shows in the roster. And so these are the adding a provisional voter exercises that you do in training so that when it comes to you in the real world, you know how to handle it when it's by the textbook, when it's like the textbook. Things with Dr. Kelly, things with me are never like the textbook. Okay, exercise 3.11, process a voter, another typo, process a voter that's name is not listed in the roster. Process a voter whose name is not listed in the roster. How did I miss that before? Okay. Canceling a booth, exercise 3.12. Process an active voter. Here's another typo. The voter asks for access code, so you issue it. Well, the voter asks for access code, so you issue it. The voter starts to vote and does not finish and brings the access code back to the issuing judge because they want a paper ballot. This is where the clouds part, the angels sing, and God's finger points. Yes, they want a paper ballot. Hallelujah. Cancel the booth. Record the cancellation in the canceled booth log and issue a paper ballot to the voter. Praise God. Spoiling a ballot and logging. So the voter wants to make a change on their paper ballot. And I have a neat side story. I may have told this before. I ended up meeting somebody who hand wrote Ron Paul's name in. There were 86 others beside us two in a county with 80,000 population, more or less. 80% of those folks are elders and seniors, and 12% of them do not have an heir to give their property to will their property to. I hope they would maybe want to support something good in their absence. Spoiling the ballot and logging. Okay, the voter wants to make a change on their paper ballot. Maybe they filled in too many circles or squares. Okay, exercise 313 picks up here. The voter is issued a ballot and starts to vote and then realizes they want to change a selection and request a replacement ballot. Spoil and log and file original ballot in the spoil ballot envelope. Issue the replacement ballot. The voter marks and casts. Another typo cast. These people are thinking about fishing. I can tell. Emergency ballot processing procedures for the evil e-slut and the e-scan. Exercise 314. The power has gone out. Or your call got dropped. Okay, the power goes out. Demonstrate how to handle casting a ballot on the e-slate and the e-scan. That would be a fun one. Okay, and then here are the review questions. I'm not going to answer them, but I will read them for you so that you have them. What judge is responsible for the inside alpha index and watches the master roster judge? Isn't that cool? They got watchers watching the watchers. They're all under oath. Number two, review questions, page 23. A voter walks into the polling place. Put the steps he or she goes through before getting to the voting booth in order. Like I said, I'm not going to answer the questions. I'm just going to read what is written on this page. Listen. There's another typo. Lister. Lister to voter instructions. I know a dude named Lister, and he owns the archery range in Reno. Can't wait to go there. Lister Pitts. Okay, listen to voter instructions. And the next line says qualify. The next line says receive access code or paper ballot. Yeah, go with the paper. Go with the paper all the time. Cash, checks, ballots. Okay. Go to any open booth. That's the last line in that. Review question number two. Love the multiple choice questions, because if you don't know the centimeter, the gram, the second, you can't determine time or energy or any of those other important things. Number three, how do you issue an access code when the printer paper is out? And who kicks your butt for letting the paper run out? Just kidding on that second part. Okay. Number four, at the polling place, which of the documents will assist voters? Question mark. Which will assist you? Huh, am I you? Are you me? Are we that? Never mind. Anyway, number five. What happens when a voter presses help once or twice? Number six. A voter enters the polling place with a vote-by-mail envelope and wants to vote at your polling place. How do you process this voter? Question mark. Number seven, a vote-by-mail voter enters the polling place and has their ballot without an envelope. How do you process this voter? And it's a good idea to have this training and these words just in case you might be that voter. And that concludes page 23, module 3, and the last page in module 3, 24. I pick up with question 8. And again, I'm not answering these. I'm just giving you what's on the page in the book. In order for the elections office to start the process for qualifying a provisional voter, what must be on the provisional envelope? So remember the Royal de Catorce. Remember the 14 items? Memorize it. Just kidding. Number 9, put in order by number the steps for completing a provisional envelope. Now, I'm just going to read these right off of the list here. I'm not answering the question. I'm just posing it how it's printed. Number 9, put in order by number the steps for completing a provisional envelope. They have listed 10. And remember, I told you there were 14. So number 1 says precinct officer's printed last name and signature. Number 2, voter current address. Number 3, date of birth. Number 4, mark the situation that applies. Number 5, party voted. Number 6, voter name. Number 7, C, capital P number. Number 8, driver, license, or last 4 of SSN. See, they cleared up their typo. Number 9, voter signature. Number 10, previous address if moved. And if you're the really good nerd, you'll handwrite the other items, too, maybe more. Number 10, a voter goes to the Mystery Babylon, and enters the access code, then decides that they do not want to vote on the mystery slate. How do you process as a voter? Oh, and how do you celebrate? Okay, number 11, a voter enters into the voting booth and makes a mistake on their ballot. What do you do to get this voter a new ballot? And how many times can a voter request a new ballot? And that concludes module 3. I will, I'll cover module 4 probably the following week. Yes, we've got another Saturday coming up. And I wanted to hit on another, I got to cover everything here. I have to let you folks know the good news. Sorry, I have to let every man and woman know the good news. I give you some terrible things that are going on, but not too much of it. I'm here with solutions. If you're in Utah, Arizona, Nevada, you need to check out America First Credit Union. Don't bother if you're from California unless you've spent a fortune in Nevada. Then you might be able to join. Some credit unions base it on where you worship, where you go to school, and since my great-grampies were firefighters in San Francisco, I wanted to join that firefighters credit union. But apparently I got a woman that was a stranger from some other place, and she didn't want to accommodate me, so they lost out. But America First is there for you. America First Credit Union, it's a federal credit union, and they've got one location up here in the capital, Carson City of Nevada State. They've got a whole bunch down near Vegas, and they've got a handful in Arizona and in Utah. So check it out. Do it. That's a good solution. They will take care of you. Check it out and refer your loved ones in there. Get your health care savings account in order. Do your trust and learn all your good stuff there. Get a cashier's check for free so that if you have a crooked company that you're dealing with, maybe like AT&T, maybe like Western Union, I'm going to wind down with this. So back in June, my phone line was literally cut. No dial tone, no notice. No warning, no authorization. I'm going to call it retarded retaliation, okay? It's pretty weak. So here's a little outline. 2021, here's the five W's. January 4th, I pay cash money at Western Union Lamex Kona Kings Beach Market for my AT&T telephone bill, $20.28. I tried to get somebody to do it for me, but they didn't do it right, so whatever. Okay, so that money goes in. January 4th, I pay early and often. February 4th, I pay cash money again at Western Union Lamex Kona Kings Beach for AT&T telephone bill, $132, because I want to prepay it for 4 months so that I don't have to deal with all of these idiots for four beautiful months, okay? Well, apparently, maybe retaliation for the exercise of my rights, my God-given rights, and for explaining to and walking others through it for 11 days. The service was interrupted. Couldn't call the dispatcher, couldn't call the anybody. That was really so weak because I paid the bill in cash. I might have been born at 6:30 at night, but I wasn't born last night. And so here's a little weak letter. And they started, I started faxing furiously when I discovered this. When I discovered that on St. Patrick's Day, it was like a big middle finger, and you stole money out of my account, Western Union, from AT&T. And AT&T let you do it. So some idiot that doesn't even know how to speak or read or write typed this letter July 5th, 2021. Dear Kelly Royce, Western Union is writing in response to the compliant, love that typo, compliant, received from you dated June 25th, 2021 in the complaint. You indicate that two payments that you made to AT&T were reversed by Western Union and that this caused inconveniences with your service. Western Union has investigated this matter. Please be advised that our records reflect that the payments made to AT&T via convenience pay were good payments. Yeah, I know, because I paid cash. Suckers. The payments were successful and, here we go, here's where they just stepped in the poo, and not reversed / returned by Western Union. The payments were made on 1-5-2021 for 2028 USD and on 2-5-2021 for $132. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience you experienced using our services. Western Union has concluded this investigation, its investigation. However, yeah, Mr. Western Union, if you have any additional questions, blah, 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 we got a reference number because I filed a claim with AT&T, got that number too. You can also email us, not in a billion light years. And so this is from Alejandra, operator 912 from the executive resolutions team, because another odd thing happened. I priority mailed a letter, and big letters outside with a big chisel point sharpie said, restore my service now. And I just got that back in the mail today. And that went out like, I don't know, a month ago. And it says no such any business or president's office AT&T address. So Janie, whatever your name was, I got good notes, documented everything. And I'll thank you to not trespass upon my private property. Because if someone's name is Kelly, it means warrior. You might not want to pick fights with people. Okay? Don't make any promises that your booty can't keep because it's going to get kicked. It's my boot. It's my size 11 man's boot that's going to leave a print on your face and on your neck when I'm walking over you because you did the wrong thing. You done wrong, and you're a creep, and so we'll name you maybe in the song if you're, if you deserve it. So check it out. You know, there's Christmas in July weekend here. Tomorrow, a lot of stations are going to be playing Christmas music all day, so you can be refreshed. Have you ever jumped into the ocean on a chilly day. Like, it's really a bad idea to go hopping in a lake, mountain lake especially, when you're a little city dweller. It's not going to bode well for you. But if you've spent your life in the ocean, in the 50-degree range, in your wetsuit, that might work. But don't take any chances. Just be refreshed, slowly going into the water, making sure it really is fine. And then go out there and just harpoon that Loch Ness monster and enjoy sashimi and sushi for a long season. And, come on, young man, young woman, get out there and get this training and meet these people that actually care about what's going on in your county. That's where you start. You know, a lot of people are out there doing wrong. And if you look at the word liar in the mirror, as rail. If you look at in a mirror, live, raw, says evil war. And so dyslexia is not seeing things backward. It's Bunny-Bryce syndrome. AK can fix it. Applied kinesiology will fix it. There are a handful of cultures that read from right to left. We usually go from left to right. So Lex is law, right? So dyslexia is like dysfunction. It's not observing the law. And so there are backwards children talked about in the Bible, and froward and sideways, and just keep marching straight ahead. We're going to send out the army to rescue you. So be ready to be rescued and be doing the work to rescue others that are calling out for your help. Thank you for supporting RBN. I hope to see you next week, and stick to it. Get your homework done and have a great weekend.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.